DW.
It's mid-afternoon and about 20 young men and women with orange helmets and heavy gloves are using soldering guns to connect solar cells into solar panels. The smell of burning soldering wire welcomes me as I enter this large hall dotted with work tables. 40-year-old Caleb Wakungu founded the Mount Elgon Self-Help Project in eastern Uganda in 2009 after realizing that buyers of solar power systems were being duped into buying substandard solar panels. With skills he gained from a UN training program, Wakungu started assembling his own panels. He imports solar cells to build smaller panels suitable for rural household charging systems in Uganda. Additional materials like glass, wire, and aluminium sheeting are also locally available.
So what happens is that we have 90% of the materials that we use for making solar panels. We have the silicon, which is available. We're also talking about the aluminium. We're talking about the glasses that are so much available in Uganda. We produce the solar panels right from the 1.5 watts to 1,000 watts.
This production model allows them to flexibly meet local needs, Wakungu adds.
So we produce according to the demands of our clients. Like say the rural population that are willing to use smaller systems for phone charging, for saloons, you know, to power their houses. But we also build for institutions that would really want to have lots of, you know, energy to use in their own schools, in the hospitals, and also running their businesses.
Among these rural communities, 15 staff members and more than 70 volunteers work with the initiative. A network of male and female youth have been trained to promote solar panels to villages. Jacqueline Lunyolo is a housewife at Numalikona village and is part of the network. She uses solar power herself.
It has helped me because for almost 2 years I don't pay any bill. I use a free TV. I use a radio, but there is no bill I pay. Yeah.
How many have you assembled so far? Do you know?
There are very many, because I hope others also to assemble the panels, more especially women who are interested to learn.
How are the women receiving solar technology in your home area?
We teach them the importance of solar and how it works. So most of these women learn how to make panels, but also marketing. That's how we work.
The use of solar energy is spreading, Lunyola adds, not only in the village but also in office buildings, including some run by non-governmental organizations. As night falls, families seek to light their homes so that they can complete essential tasks. Locally made solar systems are cheaper, but they must work in order for people to use them. And another benefit of such systems for rural areas is that families no longer need to rely on dirty kerosene lamps and candles. In Muyeche village, the canopy of the banana plantation is lit by Situma Nagoshia's home, powered by solar lamps charged during the day. The panel was assembled by Mount Elgon Self-Help Group. His daughter and little boy are almost done with their homework. Family member Shanita Mosenero testifies.
We used to use kerosene lamps and candles, but since we acquired solar, we can use solar for reading, and solar is more better than kerosene lamps because it gives us clear light.
Solar has become an important source of clean energy in rural Uganda, particularly in places with limited or no access to the country's electricity grid. But the problem of fake or substandard solar panels, batteries, and other accessories from China has hurt the reputation of renewable energy. Emmy Kimbowa, chairman of the Uganda Solar Energy Association, a nonprofit that promotes solar in Uganda, explains.
In China, they started producing so many solar panels, and any trader who could use to go and bring shirts or trousers from China now could bring solar panels without any technical knowledge of that. That one, at a certain point of time, caused the market to be flooded with poor quality solar products. It's because whatever you could go, people will tell you solar doesn't work. The problem was nothing but poor quality, either poor quality products or poor quality workmanship. So that one actually has kept many poor quality products in the market.
Despite ongoing quality issues and challenges with energy storage, Kimbowa believes solar energy can bring power to rural Uganda, helping to bridge the power gap between urban and rural areas.
The potential is still very huge because if you look at the energy access in the country, the grid power we are talking about is now only about 20%. Even the 20%, I do doubt it because this one is mainly concentrated in the urban places. But when you go to the rural areas, where 82% of the people of Uganda live, the energy access is less than 3%. And also our population is growing day by day.
Back at the Mount Elgon Self-Help Project, the workday has ended for the young men and women who have been assembling solar panels there. Caleb Wakungu is convinced that solar is not only an energy bridge, but the actual future.
Renewable energy has the solution, I think, to the Ugandan, because we have the sun in plenty. What we are talking here is, you know, tapping the power of the sun, the free gift of nature. And we have the sun in plenty. So it is sufficient enough, really, to be able to build the energy that we really need in future.
And for those benefiting from locally produced solar panels, the future is indeed looking bright. DW.